Cars Dickered Up, the official podcast of the Cars Tour, is on the air. Presented by Puryear Tank Lines. The Cars Tour, the premier late model stock series. Short track racing at its very best. Stickered Up will feature A-list guests, the hottest topics, race previews, recaps, the good, the bad, and the ugly. If it happens on the Cars Tour, Stickered Up is chewing on it. Here's your host, Stephen Dunn.
And happy race week, everyone. Stephen Dunn, Stickered Up Podcast, the official podcast of the Solid Rock Carriers Cars Tour. We head to Altima Hall, North Carolina this coming Friday night, the 10th race of the 2023 campaign for the late model stock cars. They'll be there for the running of the Accelerated Graphics 240. Again, action will start on Thursday afternoon at the racetrack. Again, a little bit different with Ace having Friday night events. Teams will be at the racetrack starting on Thursday afternoon, 1 o'clock the pits open. Practice will start at 2 o'clock, and they'll go until 4:30. Teams will return back to Ace Speedway on Friday afternoon, taking a quick look at the schedule. Cars Tour practice will go at 2 o'clock on Friday afternoon. Final practice, 4 to 4:30. This is another one of those shows that has the local division mixed in, so it gets a little combobulated there between the 4 and 6 o'clock hour. But the grandstands open at 6 o'clock. Cars Tour single car qualifying at 7:05. Green flag will fly for the Accelerated Graphics 240 at 8 o'clock. Additional divisions this weekend. The extremes will run 15 laps, mini stocks for 30, modifieds for 30, Ace Speedway limited late models for 40, and then 125 laps for the late model stock car. Taking a quick look at the entry list from the home office in Mooresville, North Carolina, 27 late model stock cars are on the pre-entry list. They include Ronnie Bassett Jr., Brendan Queen, Landon Pimbleton, Andrew Grady, Brandon Pierce, Dylan Wilson, Brett Cruz, Bobby McCarty, Dylan Ward, Carson Quapple, the points leader, Chase Burrow, Caden Honeycutt, Ryan Millington, Logan Clark, Chad McCombie, a to-be-determined driver in the number 20 for Mitchell Mott Performance, 22 of Landon Huffman, our most recent winner, Mason Diaz, Connor Zilich, Cameron Bolin, who's leading the Rookie of the Year standings, Connor Hall, Blake Stallings, who's a regular at Ace Speedway. He'll be in the Cars Tour race this weekend. Trevor Ward, who's also a fan favorite at Ace. Minnie Tyrell, Tate Fogelman back in action this weekend in the 87. Jonathan Schaefer and Jacob Hefner. Taking a quick look, again, this will be the eighth event run at Ace Speedway for the late model stock cars. And of those first seven events, we've got five of winners of those seven events in this weekend's field looking to win their second race at the famous four-tenths mile. They include Carson Quapple, Caden Honeycutt, Jonathan Schaefer, Ryan Millington, and Bobby McCarty. Before we jump into our first commercial break, wanted to take a minute to remember Maury Ward. Maury, a short track racer, well-known in the state of South Carolina, suffered a heart attack while competing in the Southeast Super Trucks at Anderson Motor Speedway this past Saturday night. He passed away on Sunday unexpectedly, and Marty touched a lot of people, especially in the Cars Tour garage. He's a six-time track champion at Greenville Pickens, a three-time South Carolina state champion, competed in the Hooters Pro Cup, the UARA Stars Late Model Series, NASCAR Sportsman Division, and definitely will be one that we miss. Marty Ward gone way too early at the age of 58. You're listening to the Stickered Up Podcast.
Stickered Up, official podcast of the Cars Tour. Puryear Tank Lines, a trucking company run by drivers for drivers. For over three generations, Puryear has been leading in driver happiness, client satisfaction, and safety. They love trucking, family, and racing. As a Puryear driver, you'll earn up to $100,000 per year plus exceptional benefits, including exclusive access to Puryear racing events. Enjoy flexible scheduling, career path opportunities, zero split seating, and much more. Visit drivepuryear.com to learn more.
We're all familiar with the term batteries not included. Well, that does not apply to Volt Battery distributed by Meredith Battery. They're all about batteries. Meredith Battery has Volt batteries for all applications, including auto, marine, commercial, golf cars, power sport, and motorsport. Meredith Battery of Anderson, South Carolina. Their Volt Battery customers are frequent visitors to Victory Lane at your local short tracks in the Southeast each and every week. For more information and to buy your next Volt Battery, contact the team at 864-226-9091. 864-226-9091. And on Facebook and Instagram. Volt Battery, distributed by Meredith Battery, the official battery of the Cars Tour and the Stickered Up Podcast.
GXS Wraps is your one stop for all your vehicle and motorsports graphics needs. Since 2018, GXS Wraps has offered turnkey solutions including design, printing, and installation of premium final graphics for fleet vehicles, personal vehicles, and race cars. 100% of our services offered are completed at our 4,800 square foot facility located in Apex, North Carolina. Check us out on the web, GXSWraps.com, or give us a call, 919-213-0371, to get started on your next wrap. GXS Wraps, the official graphics partner of the Cars Tour and the Stickered Up Podcast.
Hey, this is Trevor Ward, driver of the number 77 late model stock car, Mike Bledsoe, mechanical, digital repair. Thanks for listening to the Stickered Up Podcast.
Green flag back in the air on this edition of the Stickered Up Podcast, the official podcast of the Solid Rock Carriers Cars Tour. Joining us via the GSX Wraps Hotline, driver of the number 10, Mike Darn, late model stock car on the Cars Tour late model side. Mr. Caden Honeycutt, no stranger to the Stickered Up Podcast. Caden, welcome back to the Stickered Up Podcast.
Hey, man. Good to be back. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, no worries, man. Like I said, wanted to get you on here. The winner of this race last year, the second race at Ace with Barry Nelson and Nelson Motorsports. And, man, you've always been really good at Ace. You had a good run going in the first race of the year before you got caught up in somebody else's mess. But definitely Ace is a speedway that you really get excited about, is it not?
Yeah, absolutely. I like it just because it's the same way as Martinsville for the driving style, at least. And Martinsville is a really good track for me. I just felt like Ace has been a good place ever since Bobby's taught me how to drive that place since last year. I think if it wasn't for him, I probably wouldn't be as good as I am there without him. So I give most of that credit to him. But no, we had a good going in the first race. I put ourselves in a hole and not qualifying very well, and just buying our time back there, and I think eighth or something like that, and then that's when Jacob blew up in front of me and I spun out. Restarted like 24th or something like that, and was able to come back through the field and pass pretty much almost everybody almost on the top, which I thought was really, really good. And was able to come back and finish eighth from back there with like 50 to go or something like that. So I knew we had a good car. It's just a shame that it happened so quickly. And this time, hopefully, we'll have things go our way and be able to get our first win of the year. And it would be a great time and great momentum base to kick it off there.
Caden, obviously, you're not running full-time on the Cars Tour, but you have run eight of the first nine races, and you're sitting top 10 in points, even despite missing a race. But you came into 2023 with a little bit different plan. Obviously, the late models was part of your racing package, but you started the season off running some truck events, and some things came apart, and then some things came together. Talk about kind of how your season's gone. Obviously, I'm not say jump around, but you've had some opportunities to drive some different trucks on the Craftsman Truck Series, and obviously the late models with Mike Darn. Talk a little bit about your 2023 to this point.
Man, it's been eventful, that's for sure. Unfortunately, we've worked so close to winning a late model stock race for Mike, and that's been a big goal. Obviously, that's where we go to every week, is to try to win in a late model stock for Mike, especially for how the past couple of years have gone for him. That's what he hired me to do, and that's what I really want to do before the season is up, that's for sure. The truck side has just been eventful. I've been very fortunate to have the opportunities I've had, especially at Young's Motorsports last for two races, and then be able to run the 04 the first six, and be able to get the experience and be able to show something that I knew that I had and just was just needed to be showcased. And I just took that opportunity and did the best I could with it, and it landed me a chance at Nice Motorsports this year for a part-time schedule at Kansas, Homestead, Pocono, and possibly Milwaukee as well. So very fortunate to have that and look to turn in, into a full season of trucks next year and also keep doing the late model stuff, of course. But yeah, it's just been a up and down season, mostly up and down a car store. But no, it's just, truck side is its own enemy. And right now it's, we're just focused on doing the best we can, obviously, and, you know, win as many races as possible.
Chat with Caden Honeycutt here on the GSX Raps Hotline. And Caden, the article came out today from NASCAR, with the top 20 drivers that, are potentially, you know, the next Cup stars. And you're not on that list, but I feel like that you're right there on the cusp of being on that list with the experience and what you've done, both on and off the racetrack. But in that list of 20 drivers, six of those drivers compete at the Cars Tour level at some capacity, whether full-time or part-time schedules. Talk a little bit of how important the Cars Tour series is as far as development for race car drivers. Obviously, you've been in the Cars Tour now. This is your third year, and it's given you some opportunities to get in the trucks. How valuable is that experience running the Cars Tour?
Oh, it's basically everything you need to learn about how to be a better race car driver and learn racecraft. The Cars Tour is just the best as they come, especially on the late model stock side. And you know, I think the late model stock side is just the best series to race in, period. If you can prove yourself in that, I think you're doing something very well. Obviously the power rankings there is this whole, I don't know about the entire deal about that, but, either way, I don't really care that I'm on it or not. I'm trying to run what I need to run and do what I need to do. And that's run well in Cars Tour. And definitely without the series, I would be where I'm at. And, I couldn't express that enough about how important the Cars Tour really is, that it's really thrusted my career farther than I could even imagine. So, it's just, I don't know how to express how important it is, man. It's just the best they come. And if you can win in that, you can win in anything, I think. So, and, Josh Berry can obviously prove that. So, I think if you can follow the footsteps of him and really prove yourself in that series, you're doing something, and eventually something will have to fall your way.
Cade, one thing that I've asked, you know, our guests throughout the course of this year, especially those drivers like yourself that have competed at the Cars Tour level for the last couple of years, obviously at the beginning of the year, a change in ownership, Jack McNally, who's owned the series since its inception, handed the reins over to a group that include Dale Earnhardt Jr., Kevin Harvick, Justin Marks, and Jeff Burton. Talk a little bit about your side of the street, your perception of how the series has started to transition into what people had thought or hoped that it would, as far as the media, the mainstream. Talk about, from the driver's standpoint, how the transition has gone here in the first 10 races.
Well, I definitely think as of a marketing side of Cars Tour, it definitely has thrusted that a lot farther than what we could have had the last couple of years. That is for sure. I believe that very firmly. I think the four owners know what they want to do with the series. They know how to treat racers, and they understand where we're coming from. And I think all they want to do is help us. So, and the car count obviously shows that. The car count has been unbelievable this year. Every week with over 30 cars is absolutely incredible. Heck, even two last chance races, people going home. Hell, we haven't had people go home since the series has even started. So, I think that says a lot, about the importance of the series even more now. And, I think it will go even farther than where it is right now and over the next couple of years and what their plans are. And I think it will be, I think so far, it's doing good at the moment. So, hopefully it keeps on that right trail.
Talking with Caden Honeycutt here on the GSX Raps Hotline. And Caden, your fans and most people that know you know that you've got a pretty extensive, pretty successful background on the iRacing side. Obviously, that's where some people figured out and kind of that's when they discovered who Caden Honeycutt was. And you're doing continuing to do some really good stuff on the iRacing. Give us an update on how the iRacing stuff's going for you.
It's going good right now. I'm currently doing the NASCAR Coke Series for RFK Racing and the number 17. And I'm also doing the World of Outlaw Butt Kicker Pro Late Model, Dirt Late Model Series, which is also a Dirt World Championship. So I'm involved in both sides of World Championships to grab. So been busy on that, making sure that, you know, I try to have fun with it, but also learn something. And be able to win in those, because those are the best people in the world and doing what they're doing. So I think you can win in that too. I think you can do a lot of things on the sim. So been trying to build my racecraft the best I can and, you know, continue to grow in that side of the eNASCAR Coke Series as well. I'm doing okay right now. We didn't make the playoffs, but we were really close to winning Pocono last week. So we've had great runs, just a matter of having the luck. A lot of that series is about putting yourself in the right position and having the luck on your side. We just haven't been on the right stick of that, no matter if we're at a top five or outside the top 30. So it's just been hit or miss all year, but, you know, that's the fun part about it. That's what's the interesting part about it is to be ready for any type of situation that you're put in.
Okay, before we let you go, want to talk to you a little bit about this coming weekend. Again, a racetrack that you've really been good at. Again, won a Cars Tour race there a year ago. What does it take for you on Friday night to end up in Elder Brock Victory Lane?
Man, definitely just be able to save your brakes, not have those things cherry red by lap 10 and be able to put yourself in a spot to be successful in the top five. I feel like if you're not in the top five, you really don't have a shot at it. And obviously all the last year results and previous years, they proved that. So I feel like if you're in the top five with about when that last competition caution goes or about halfway, I feel like you're in a good spot to be able to jump forward and make stuff happen. So be able to have really good turn at Ace is definitely key. Having good nose positivity is definitely huge there, and be able to plant the right rear and be able to drive off the corner with the grip level that's there. So I think if you can maximize that all weekend, you'll be one of the best cars to beat for sure. And that's what we're really working hard towards. And I think that we were close to that last time we were there. It's just a matter of having the luck on our side to put it together.
Okay, it takes a ton of people each and every week to get you to the racetrack and put you in a position to chase those checkered flags. I want to give you an opportunity to thank those individuals as well.
Yeah, man, I appreciate my mom and dad, first of all, for everything they've given me and sacrificed and supported me for every decision, tough decision we've had to make in our lives when it comes to this crazy sport. Just want to thank Mike Darn for the support and also for the chance to let me drive his race cars this year. Jason Stanley for all the work he does, Braden Tyler for all the work they do at the shop as well. Quality pre-owned trucks and cars for the support this year. Speed Rant setups on the late model side. Also want to thank Nice Motorsports, Cody Efall for the opportunity to do a run at Nice Motorsports, and Lane Moore as well for the chance to do that. Like I said, just a lot of people that have helped me just get to the point where I'm at. And also want to thank Fred Bigford at Butler Built Seats. I love my Butler Built Seat. If it wasn't for the crash I had last week, my back would probably be hurting if I didn't have that seat. So it was I love those seats. I appreciate Fred for sponsoring me and helping me out. So trying to make those people proud here at Ace this weekend.
Well, Caden, best of luck to you on Friday night at Ace Speedway. I'll make you the same deal that I make with everybody. Go out there, grab a checkered flag, and we'll have you back on next week to talk about it.
Yes, sir. We're reminiscing to that, too. We've done that a couple times.
We have done it a couple times, so we'll go ahead and pencil you in for next week if you feel good about it. So,
yeah, man. Thank you.
All right. Sounds good. That's Caden Honeycutt, driver of the number 10 for Mike Darn Racing on the Late Model Stock Car side of this Cars Tour. Brandon Willard has the caution flag out. We'll take this opportunity to come down pit road. Sticker up. We return. We'll wrap up this edition. You're listening to the Stickered Up Podcast.
Stickered Up, official podcast of the Cars Tour. We're laser cutting and CNC bending. Geo-cut for media blasting and surface conditioning. Geo-cut South Boston, Virginia for powder coating. Geo-cut on-demand laser cut parts. Just go to geocutfabrication.com. Upload your part drawing. Select the material and quantity and then see your instant quote immediately with the option to order right then and there. 434-201-4824. Geocutfabrication.com. 611 Railroad Avenue, South Boston, Virginia. One part or 1 million parts. Geocut has you covered.
Courier Tank Lines, a trucking company run by drivers for drivers. For over three generations, Courier has been leading in driver happiness, client satisfaction, and safety. They love trucking, family, and racing. As a Courier driver, you'll earn up to $100,000 per year plus exceptional benefits, including exclusive access to Courier racing events. Enjoy flexible scheduling, career path opportunities, zero split seating, and much more. Visit drivecourier.com to learn more.
Practice, race, win. At Performance Racing Warehouse, home of the PRW chassis, they feel the thrill of victory and agony of defeat with every customer. With a cutting-edge, track-tested chassis, they know what it takes to build a race-winning machine. The PRW chassis has a proven track record of wins and championships that speak for themselves. When you're ready to take your performance to the next level, come visit Performance and let them get you in victory lane. Online at performancecenter.com. Also, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or TikTok. And you can call Performance Racing Warehouse at 704-838-1400.
Hey, this is Brendan Butterbean, Queen driver to number 03, Old School Video Games, LeithCars.com, Toyota, and you're listening to Stickered Up.
White flag this edition of the Stickered Up Podcast, the official podcast of the Solid Arc Carriers Cars Tour. Again, we head to Ace Speedway this Friday night for the running of the AcceleratedGraphics.com 240. 125 laps for the late model stock cars. Again, the green flag will fly at 8 o'clock. If you can't make it to a speedway, we encourage you to join our friends at Flow Racing as the official streaming partner of the Cars Tour. Want to thank those folks that help Stickered Up come to you each and every week. Our friends at Pereer Tank Lines, Performance Center Racing Warehouse, GeoCut, Volt Battery Technologies, GSX Reps, and as always, our friends at Broadcasting Experts, Morgan Patrick and Dave Perkins, that make us sound so good each and every week. Also want to thank our guest today via the GSX Reps hotline, driver of number 10 for Mike Darn Racing, Caden Honeycutt. We will be back next week. We'll recap this coming weekend's festivities at Ace, and then we will preview next weekend's $30,000 to win Old North State Nationals at Tri-County Motor Speedway. That's the checkered flag on this edition of the Stickered Up Podcast. I'm your host, Stephen Dunn.
Be sure to share this podcast. New episodes of Stickered Up will be available wherever you download your podcasts.